yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Williams. Today we're going to be talking about sexual health. Sexual health, i.e. erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, women's health. We're also going to be talking about O shot and the Piper shot or the P shot or the M shot as some people call it. But we're going to be talking about all of those things. But before we get started, I just want to remind you all that next Thursday, March the 12th, we're going to be having a seminar on detoxification and how important it is to you. And the seminar is going to be on the 12th at 6 p.m. at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center. The number to call in is 210-495-8558. Or you can check us out on the web at www.field29.com. Now, in this seminar on detoxification, we're going to be talking about all the reasons why you need to be detoxed. Now, I want you to understand that we all detox. We detox when we shower. We clean our skins. How do you feel after you take a nice shower? Refreshed, revived, lighten your feet. You feel great. How do you feel after you brush your teeth? You just detoxed your mouth. How do you feel after you wash your hair? You just detox your hair. You clean all the toxins from your hair, so your hair feels great. When you have a bowel movement, when you urinate, when you breathe, you're detoxing your body. But when we talk about detox, we're talking about detoxing your blood, detoxing your muscles, detoxing your brain, detoxing your kidney, detoxing your lymphatics, detoxing all your organs. And when you detox your organs, your body will function better. There's a reason why performance vehicles are always in the shop. They're in the shop because they are finely tuned machines, and therefore they need more maintenance, i.e. more detoxification, so that they can run and perform to the best. I want to also tell you that the people who exercise the most, the ones who are into sports, the ones who have a great body, they generate a lot more energy in their system. And because they generate a lot more energy, they also generate more toxicity. So that athlete needs more detoxification than the couch potato that just sits and watches television all day long, because the couch potato is generating minimal energy, therefore minimal toxins. The one who is doing more work, more energetic, is creating a lot more toxins. Think about a small city that has a power plant that gives off so much power. All right, it also gives off so much pollution also into the air. Now, if you have a big city, the power plant gives off a lot more power, but it also gives off a lot more toxins. Yes, it's boggles the mind to think about it that way, but actually, the more power your body produces, the more toxins your body produces. So once again, it's March the 12th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center. Now, today we're going to be talking about sexual health. First, I want to talk about erectile dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction is defined as the inability to achieve or maintain an erection sufficient for satisfactory sexual intercourse. This condition affects 1 in 2 adults, males, to various degrees. Even though effective treatments for erectile dysfunction has been available for at least a decade before Viagra was released in 1998, it has been difficult and has affected multiple men, and erectile dysfunction affects all relationships. You know, we have a lot of patients who come in and they say, you know, I haven't had an erection in 3-4 years. Well, how do you think that affects that person's relationship? But you know what we have? Most of our patients that come in for erectile dysfunction, or for that matter, O shot and Piper shot and P shot and premature ejaculations, are people that are going through changes in their lives. The ones who just got divorced. The ones who just lost someone. The ones who have had a change in their life. Suddenly they are back on the market. And suddenly they have to start performing again. You know, in general, it's not difficult to have an erection satisfactory for intercourse if you're just going to do it once or twice a month. But then if your partner demands that you get it every day or every other day, it becomes even more difficult to do that. Signs of erectile dysfunction. Difficulty achieving or maintaining an erection that lasts long enough for you to be satisfactory. All right. So that means that if you have an erection that lasts 15 minutes and your partner needs 20 minutes, then it's not sufficient. It doesn't matter if your erection lasts an hour. If you cannot come to a satisfactory conclusion in that time frame, then you have erectile dysfunction. Sexual erections becomes weaker or less rigid. Achieving an erection takes longer than usual or becomes more difficult in certain positions. Maintaining an erection becomes a conscious effort or becomes more difficult. Morning erections become less frequent and less rigid and non-existent. Climaxing becomes more rapid or occurs with an incomplete erection. Those are signs of erectile dysfunction. Now, the studies show that between men between 40 and 70 years old, 52% of them have some form of erectile dysfunction. Now, erectile dysfunction, there is a psychological component to it, and there's a physical component to erectile dysfunction. But some of the risk factors involved in erectile dysfunctions are diabetes, hypertension, high blood cholesterol, heart disease, smoking, atherosclerosis, plaques in your arteries, poor overall circulation, and certain types of medications. If you are on blood pressure medications, or you on antidepressants, it's more likely to affect your libido. If you on cholesterol-lowering drugs, there's also a good chance that it will affect your erections. Unfortunately, a lot of patients are put on blood pressure medications, cholesterol-lowering medications, and they're never told by their doctors that this will affect their erections. I know that a lot of men would not do it if they knew that they couldn't perform sexually. All right? So erectile dysfunction is very important. Unfortunately, if you don't take care of it, it only gets worse. It only gets worse. Premature ejaculation, on the other hand, that's where your erections get soft before you're ready. All right? Or you ejaculate before you're ready. And there's lots of problems with premature ejaculations. So what we do is, at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, we treat erection problems. Now, how do we do it? Well, we give you an erection every day for 365 days. That's correct. An erection that lasts anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour every day. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to have sex every day. It just means that you need to have an erection every day. Now, why is that? Well, it's because your penis is a muscle. And as a muscle, if you don't exercise it, you lose it. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it. Think about you lifting weights. You start with 5 pounds in your hand and you do some arm curls. After about 2 weeks, it becomes too light and you go up to 10 pounds. And then after another 2 or 3 weeks, you go up to 15 pounds. What are you doing? You are building up muscle in that arm, you strengthen that arm, and when you do that, you actually improve the circulation in that arm, and you improve the nerves in your arms. You see, to have an erection, you need three things. You need your brain to be in sync, your mind to be there, present. You need good arterial blood flow to the penis, and you need good nerves, right? Because the blood is pumped into the penis, and then the nerves clamps the veins and does not allow the blood to escape until satisfactory orgasm or climax. Once that's happened, then the nerves release the clamps on the vein, and the blood seeps out to the artery, out of the veins, and you lose your erection. So when you have erectile dysfunction, you have a problem with one of those three things. Either you're outthinking the room, or your nerves and your arteries are bad. There's a good saying that, you know, if you have erectile dysfunction, most likely is you have other arterial problems, such as heart disease, because the same problems with the arteries in your penis also affects the arteries in the rest of your body, right? So in erectile dysfunction, it's important to correct all three of those things. So when you come to the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, what we do is we do some testing of your arteries, your blood supply to your penis. We also test your nerves in your penis. And then once we've taken a full history, then we know where you are, and we put together something called intracavernous pharmacotherapy, which means that we give you a tiny little injection into your penis. It is painless. And what that does is that it affects your penis solely. The medication is not systemic. Like when you do Viagra or Cialis, that medications go throughout your body and can affect your brain, can affect your heart, can affect your GI tract, can affect all kinds of things. And that's why half the people who take these medications cannot tolerate them. Some of them people get severe headaches. Some people get chest pain. Some people get heartburn. So you get lots of symptoms with it, and some people cannot. Well, with these injections, the symptoms is locally, i.e. only to your penis. It doesn't affect anything else. All right? And so the goal is to give you an erection every day for a year. Now, you don't have to use it, but what it is exercising your penis. Now, normally, if your testosterone is not optimal, you start losing erectile function in your penis. That means that you start losing your morning erections, your nighttime erections, and then eventually you lose all your erections. You know, normally, 70% of the time that you are sleeping, you should have an erection. That means that your wife or your loved one should have been saying to you every day, you know, I thought you wanted something last night when you were sleeping. You were tapping me all night long. That's the normal function of your penis. It exercises when you're sleeping. And you should be able to have your strongest erection early in the morning when you wake up. That's when your penis should be the hardest, because that's when your hormones are the highest. So, you know, so if your testosterone is not optimal, optimal means in the 900 to 1200 range. You know, normal testosterone is 350 to 1200. Optimal testosterone is 900 to 1200. Yes, I know your doctor have you at 400 or 500. I know that, but that is not optimal. All right? Unfortunately. So when your testosterone is optimal, your penis will be exercising while you're sleeping, when you wake up, and it will be your penis will be exercising whenever you arouse. When your testosterone is not there, then you don't exercise at nights. And then if you don't use it during the daytime, then after a while, your penile muscle gets smaller and you lose size and you lose erection. Now, so what we do is when you come to the clinic, once we give you the injection, you're going to have an erection. We try to give you about a 75 to 85% erection. We don't want to give you 100% erection in the clinic, because in the clinic, it's a sterile environment. You know, there's walls, we're talking to you, there's no stimulation. And when you go home and you have a beautiful young lady in front of you, stimulating you, your erection will be much stronger. So we want to give you about an 80% erection in the clinic, and the erection will last about half an hour to an hour. Well, what does that mean? It means that if your mind is in Timbuktu, or if your mind is on your work, you are still going to have an erection. So when she asks you, are you thinking about me? Well, you could be thinking about X, Y, and Z in New Zealand, and your erection will still be up. So yes, honey, I am thinking about you. All right. Now, even after you ejaculate, you're still going to be a little bit hard still for about 30 minutes to an hour. All right. So that's what we do at a clinic to correct that. And what you're going to notice, we also give you what you call like a little, penile dilator. And that you put it over your penis and that, and you pump it up. It pulls blood into your penis and gives you an erection. What you're going to notice is that when you first start out, you can only pump it to so much. And as time goes along, you'll see that the size is, it becomes longer and thicker. And you'll notice that as you go along, because you are increasing how much blood you can pull into your penis each time. That's the equivalent of increasing your weight over time when you lift things up, right? So that's all part of the thing. And we usually find that after about 4 to 6 months, your penis will be a little bit bigger, a little bit thicker, and your erection certainly will be much better. Now, what's really nice about this, it takes the mind out of the equation. And so if you have premature ejaculation where you're out thinking the room and your mind's wandering, what you're going to find out is that after a few months of doing this, the PE portion of it will go away because your mind will no longer be wondering, you know, darn it, I hope I get an erection. I don't know if I can. And pretty soon you can't because your mind is thinking about it so much. No, after you've been able to function for a while, your mind will be no longer on the negative aspects and your premature ejaculation will go away. All right. So that's a little bit about erectile dysfunction. Let me just remind you that you're listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams on Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, iTunes. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. And once again, I want to remind you about our detox seminar on Thursday, March the 12th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. You all are welcome to understand a little bit more about detox and how you can lose weight with detox and how you can energize your body and feel healthier and be incredible doing it. All right? Now, so we've just finished talking about erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. But, you know, we also do a lot of other things with sexual health. We do the O shot for women, the Piper shot for men, or the P shot or the M shot for men. They all serve the same function. The O shot, what we do is we take your blood, spin it down, and take the PRP, platelet-rich plasma, from the blood, and we inject it into the vaginal area. All right, there's a couple areas where we inject it. And what that does, it does four things. Number one, if you are having pain with intercourse, it will help with the pain. If you had some dryness, it will help with vaginal lubrication. If you have urine incontinence, it will help with urinary incontinence. And certainly, if you are having problem with orgasm, it will help with orgasms. And if you already do have orgasms, it will make them a little bit stronger and better. So the O shot is very, very powerful for to be done. What when we inject the area, what we're doing is we are rejuvenating the area, improving the stem cells in the area, so the stem cells can now do their job and fix things. So it makes things a lot better vaginally. So we do quite a few O shots at our clinic. Right? Now the Piper shot or P shot or M shot. Those are, again, we use the blood. We spin it down. We take the blood, the PRP, the platelet-rich plasma from the blood, and we inject it into the penis. Now, there's several ways we can do it, but it depends on whether you're getting the Piper shot or the P shot or the M shot or what your desires are or your size. But what it does do is the PRP activates the stem cells in your penis, and the stem cells then wake up and they start fixing things. So they start fixing your muscles in your penis, they start fixing nerves, they start fixing the arteries, the blood supply, and suddenly your penis is functioning better. And for lots of people, after they get the Piper shot, the penis size does increase in size and it does function better. Right? So those all work together to help things out. Now, there's some people that actually do put a little bit of fillers in there also, and there's some of the studies shown that the fillers have actually helped make things a little bit better. But whenever you use the PRP, it has to be activated to function properly. And so that's very important for that. So the Piper shot and the O shot are very important for sexual health. Now, we also do some other things with sexual health, i.e. we optimize your other hormones, because that's very important. And not many people realize that testosterone is actually one of the prime responsibilities of lubricating the vaginal area. So for women, when your testosterone is low, number one, you lose your sexual desire. Number two, you lose your lubrication. So testosterone is critical for vaginal lubrication, and it's also critical for libido, sex drive. So when your testosterone is low, your sex drive is even worse. You know, when we use pellets or injections for our patients, when we give our patients pellets, all right, I'm very careful when I do it, because the women that get the pellets, just like the men, will have increased sex drive. And so if you don't have a partner, I'm very cognizant of that, because I don't want to give you too much, because we don't want you to be doing risque things because you feel more excited and you want more things. So we're all very careful. Whenever I give testosterone to men and women, I always warn them that the men will run from the women. They run from the women because the women can handle more, and they can certainly go a lot longer than the men can. You know, and they can go 5, 6, 7, 8 times a day if they wanted to. But the man can't. And so usually the men have to run from the women when we do that. Now, in my clinic, we actually have 70% of our testosterone patients are women. Only 30% was men. 3 years ago, it was the other way around. 3 years ago, it was 60% men, 40% women. But once we started doing pellets, we find that our patients do much, much better, and the women are much happier. And because the women are much happier, women share. They tell all their girlfriends about all their exploits and what's happening. Men, on the other hand, no, baby, it's all me. You know, I did not have any help at all. This was all my doing. So the men don't share, the women share. And that's the reason why 70% of the people that get testosterone in my practice are women and 30% are men. All right. So testosterone is very important for your sex drive and your women's and men's health. Also, your estrogen and progesterone. I tell women, there's only two reasons why you get your body has estrogen and progesterone. Number one is to get your body ready to have a baby. And number two, to make you attractive enough to attract a mate. Well, if you are postmenopausal, and you don't know whether you should get estrogen, progesterone, I just have to say two things to you. Number one, if you want to stay young and healthy, you need to be on your estrogen, progesterone. If you're not interested in staying young and healthy, then don't take natural estrogen, progesterone. Now, we're talking about natural stuff. We're not talking about any synthetic stuff. It means that when it gets into your body does not know whether it made it or it came from someone else, because it's exactly like what the body makes. That's what natural means in the sense, all right? It looks, smells, is the exact same thing. And when you have natural estrogen and progesterone, it helps protect you from heart disease. It helps protect you from breast cancer. That's correct. Natural estrogen and progesterone protects you from breast cancer, protects you from colon cancer. All right? Just like testosterone helps protect you from heart disease, helps strengthen your heart muscles, helps with your cognitive function, helps with your memory, helps protect you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. These hormones are very important for your sexual health. Once again, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The number to reach me is 210-559-5959. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel, F-E-E-L, feel29.com. I want to remind you that we do have a seminar next week, Thursday, March the 12th, at 6 p.m. at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. It's on detoxification and why everyone needs it, and specifically why athletes need it more than anyone else, because it's the performance. It's fine-tuning your body for it. Thank you all very much. Have a great night, and I will talk to you all next week. Bye.